Last fall, the state Supreme Court found the legislature in contempt of court. The justices said lawmakers failed to allocate enough money for education. In an earlier ruling, now known as the McCleary decision, the court said the Constitution mandates full funding for K-12 schools. So this year, lawmakers upped education funding by $1.3 billion. But did they go far enough? Phil Talmadge has a unique vantage point on this battle between the court and the legislature. He's a former Democratic state senator. He's also a former state Supreme Court justice. Even with that experience, he told me it's not clear what the court wanted.
It's really kind of a question of how high is up. We don't know precisely from the Supreme Court's McCleary decision exactly what it is the legislature needs to do to fully fund basic education in Washington state. And the fact that the court has now retained jurisdiction has found the legislature in contempt for failing to do something that it hasn't defined with a great deal of precision is really a significant constitutional problem between the two branches of state government.
So has the state Supreme Court gone too far in this whole matter?
Well, I think to some extent the court has painted itself into a corner. This, Marcy, boils down to a problem between the two branches of government understanding how each does its business. This court does not have on it people with a considerable amount of legislative background, so they assumed, I think, that they could simply order the legislature to act, and 147 people would just jump to and do exactly what the court said, not recognizing that funding education, defining what education is, and coming up with the votes to provide for financial resources to accomplish that is no easy task in a legislative body, you know, either House or Senate. And the court, I think, underappreciated that fact.
So taking a step back from McCleary, when you look at the big picture of how business is done in Olympia, what is really the issue here?
Well, the issue really boils down to this. We have the two branches of government at loggerheads about this kind of fundamental issue of education, and the ultimate upshot of it is we're kind of left in the air as to, so what is basic education? Whose function is it to deal with it? And, you know, do you really want to see the Supreme Court holding the Washington State Legislature in contempt ultimately?
Phil Talmadge, given that the court found the legislature in contempt last fall, what options does it have now in the aftermath of this very, very long legislative session?
This is one of the things that the legislature failed to appreciate, and that is that the court has considerable powers when it comes to its contempt authority. It could, for example, decide to hold the leadership of the legislature in contempt and fine them. It could even jail them. I mean, you've heard of stories, of course, Marcy, where reporters failed to turn over information and they were jailed until they purged themselves of contempt. That's something that is within the power of the courts to do. It could, the court could conceivably fine the whole legislature. It could conceivably order that monies be expended from the state treasury. So all of those things are things that the court could do here. But we don't know what they're going to do. This is truly a situation of uncharted waters. We've never seen a situation where the court has ever held the legislature in contempt. And, of course, if it does so, the legislature may decide that it doesn't have to observe what the court has said because it is a coordinate branch of government under the Constitution in Washington and could decide to say, you don't have authority to do this, thus uncharted waters, thus the constitutional crisis that we face, thus the court having painted itself to some extent into a corner on this particular set of issues.
These are huge issues, it sounds like. Is it possible, you think, for the state to move past where they are right now?
I think it's possible for that to happen. I certainly hope that that's true. There is a history of this kind of school funding litigation taking place in other states, and it's not pretty. I mean, it can be highly political, highly controversial. And you see the two branches of government lobbing grenades at each other, essentially, in these other states in the litigation that they went through. It's why I hope that both the legislature and the judicial branch of government, the Supreme Court, will recognize that they have to respect the other branch of government and its prerogatives in dealing with this issue and kind of get beyond the situation we're in now where the two branches are really staring at each other across this constitutional abyss.
Phil Talmadge is a former state Supreme Court justice, a former state Democratic senator, and also a Democratic nominee for governor in the year 2004.